Q107 is Toronto's rock station, home to the best rock music on earth, and the Daily Derringer podcast.
It's amazing when you think about it on Earth Day that, you know, we think of the Earth, and we, you know, you kind of find out when you're a kid about, like, the planet Earth, and, you know, this is where we live here. But there are very, very few people who really see much of it, right? Like, even people who travel, and they're still not seeing a ton of the Earth, right? Like, you have to make it your life's goal to see the world and catch even a sliver of what makes up this planet. It's pretty amazing when you think of it.
Well, just think of your own life. Like, off the top of my head, in Ontario, which I've lived my entire life, I don't think I've ever been north of Sudbury. I think that's about as far as I've gone.
Well, and the chances are, like, even if you did, it probably wasn't for long, and you probably didn't see much of it. Like, remember, a few years ago, we took a trip, and it was a train ride, like 4 hours north of Sault Ste. Marie, the Algoma area, and the Agawa Canyon, and that sort of stuff. I'm not quite sure why. Kids were bored as hell. Oh, my God, they just wanted it to end. And I'm like, oh, look at this.
Right. Look at those trees.
Oh, jeez. I felt like the 75-year-old in a Tilly hat on a bus trip through Italy. Oh, kids, look at that. And they're like, okay, man, he's delusional. But even then, like, it's well-traveled. And one of the things we talked about this morning on the air is, like, how in a country as huge as ours, the second biggest in the world, with 318 billion trees and tens of thousands of lakes, that there are parts of Canada that have never been trampled on by a human. Like, that to me is absolutely amazing. Yeah. And you would probably have to go through parts of, like, the Sahara Desert or mountain ranges in the world, like the Andes or, you know, the Rockies or the Himalayas, to find a spot and stand there and say, nobody has ever stood here before. Yeah. There are millions of those patches of land in northern Ontario alone. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's a cool, deep thought, isn't it?
But we all want to live within, like, 500 square kilometers.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've driven to Vancouver twice and back, and I've got to see a lot of the northern states coming back that way as well. And it's a real diverse country, Canada is, from Ontario out to BC. So very lucky to see that part of Earth.
Well, and it also, when you think of, like, even northern Ontario, Bill Barocco, right? He dies, the famous Leaf. He dies in a plane crash in 1951. They find his body in 1962. And the reason is because there was so much land and the tree cover, like the canopy, was so great. They figured, like, we're never going to find this aircraft.
It's like, right? Your ultimate needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So, Parksy.
Yeah, so a couple things for Earth Day for you fellas is just got a couple quiz, some interesting facts and figures. We talked a little bit about recycling on the air. I mentioned to you guys that the blue bins, the recycling started in Ontario. The first test market kicked off in 1981 in beautiful Kitchener, Ontario. And so we've been doing that for quite some time. Gets me thinking about when we were kids growing up. Like, I guess everything just went in the garbage, right? Like cardboard, anything recyclable, food. I guess we just chucked it all in the black garbage bin, right?
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah, you just threw everything. Yeah.
It's so weird to think that way. So, okay, see how you guys are doing. I'm going to throw out some stuff. You tell me yes or no. Can it go in the blue bin? Egg cartons.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Pizza boxes.
No.
They can as long as there's no food residue.
I thought there was some. Wasn't there something to do with the grease? I thought there was.
I'll tell you right now, and I hate saying it, like, my wife cleans everything hardcore, especially, like, bottles and stuff, like peanut butter. Like, it's pristine. I give it a quick, how's your father under the tap and chuck it in. And so you wonder how many things I throw in there gets thrown somewhere else. I don't know why I admitted that. How about
I just thought there was a thing about pizza boxes with the grease that's why they weren't allowed. Anyway, whatever.
We get a lot of pizza. Yeah. We chuck them all in. I hate to say it. There's probably even a slice in there once in a while. paint cans.
No.
What? A paint can, as long as it's as empty as it can be, just that thin, thin, thin layer. It doesn't make sense to me.
I thought that was straight up hazardous material at the dump.
I know. I know.
You're blowing my mind right now.
And you have to make sure you separate the lid from the can. And this was on, like, a Ontario recycling website.
Wow, I find that hard to believe. So you have to take the lid off, put it in your recycling box, and other recycling gets paint on it, and that's okay?
Well, the paint's got to be dry. Like, it's, you know, it's not like
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
A potato chip bag.
No.
No.
Correct. butcher paper.
No.
Correct.
Wasn't there also a thing that nothing that was the color black,
correct,
could be recycled?
And I think they're
in
trying
peel,
to...
you can.
Yeah, I think they're changing that now. But yeah, that was for, like, I can't even... you got to be like...
Forever.
You've got to be... And, but no one knew. It was like something all of a sudden they like, we better let everyone know. I'm like, yeah, 30 years too late.
Yeah.
How many black things have you thrown in the recycling bin? Like, I think if you know when you buy like a rotisserie chicken, that bottom, like the container, the bottom's black.
You can't throw it in there.
How many years have I thrown those
so
in there?
So weird. Hey,
so weird. How about a pool cover?
No.
That was actually on the list of yes or no. Can you throw a pool cover in? No, of course you can't. Milk bag.
No.
The interior milk bag.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Wow.
Yep. Garden soil bags. You'll be doing that probably in the next little while.
No.
No.
You can.
Oh. Really?
Yep. Road salt bags.
No.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Dry cleaning bags.
No.
Yes.
Chemicals.
Yes, you can. Yes.
You can?
Yes. 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 Okay, let's move on.
Can I throw out a recycling tip real quick?
Yeah.
You know when you buy like a new TV or something that is encased in big time styrofoam? You got big styrofoam length, whatever. Those are not recyclable in your blue bin at home. But if you go to the dump, they are recyclable.
Really? So
yes.
Like, if you got a television, it's got all that foam to keep it locked in place?
If you take it to the dump, you can recycle it.
Otherwise,
you can't put it in your recycling bin at home.
So at home, you can just break it in half and put it in the garbage?
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens? Like, I wonder, like, what's the...
They said it has to do with, like people power at the thing to, like, separate it all.
No, but I mean, with all of the things we've just talked about, like, what happens when you put something that is not supposed to go in there? They're not going through your recycling at your door, and I've never received a note on our door saying, hey, by the way, last Friday, you guys put a peat moss bag in there. Please don't do that again, right? The problem is, and this is what I'm hearing here, and I think it's one of the reasons, I think most people, reasonable people, participate in, but at some point you go, you know what? It's just too confusing.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I think it's like the guys who are throwing it in on the street, like unless it's something really bad right on top, that's not their job to do it. I think they think, hey, you know, someone else will catch this. And I think that's what I think. Like, my wife gets on me sometimes about, like, coffee cups and stuff like that because something about the interior of the coffee cup. And I'll recycle it. And she's like, it can't. And I'm like, well, someone will sort it out. Literally, someone will sort it out.
But my point is, I think most of us, we try to do our best.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But at some point, you go, like, man, you got 50 different rules here.
Yeah, and I think, listen, I think there's ones that you're like, that can't be recycled, and you innocently don't know because of the rules. I don't think people are throwing, like, as much as I joke around, like, those little green propane tanks in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we all know. We all know. What percentage of Canadians say they're bird watchers? I'll tell you, it's not a huge number, but it's bigger than I thought.
Is that ornithologists?
Good one. Is that what it's called?
I believe it is.
And so they
what percentage? Yeah, it is. It's ornithology.
They buy books and binoculars.
I can't be huge. I'm going to say, even high. I'm going to say 5% is high, and I'll go with 5.
Johnny Garvin?
I'm going to take the over.
It's 8%, which is way high. I would have said like 3%, 2%. Have you ever heard of anyone talking about bird watching?
No.
No.
I wonder what the parameters are, though. Maybe there's a lot of people who responded to that. Yeah, man, cool to be a bird watcher.
I think so, too. It's easier to say.
Like, if you see a cardinal in your backyard, are you automatically now a bird watcher?
Well, that's what I wonder.
Yeah.
Right? And I tell you, the cardinal and the blue jay, very good reason that two baseball teams were named after. Mm. Two incredibly colored birds. They really are. We got robins out in the back because they have made a nest. Man, I tell you, I don't think bird watching is by any means a waste of time. They are absolutely awesome animals. Just watching this thing defend its area, right?
Yeah.
Not the actual nest, but you look and you see this sucker, this little bird, is on guard.
Yeah, I know a lot of people with bird, like, feeders and stuff like that, just to, you know, see it from their couch.
Yeah.
But I think maybe that's a senior circuit thing when you go for a walk.
Very much. Okay, so what percentage of Canadian bird watchers are under 40?
0.5%.
Yes,
yeah. 0.5.
I think that's about percent. It. But isn't there also the problem with the bird feeders that then you got to deal with the squirrels?
Well, then you got to put some Pam on top of the thing so that the squirrel slides down.
I tell you, I would love to have a ton of birds in the backyard, though. Oh, that would be... I'd, and I'm dead serious when I say that. That would be a dream.
We've been giving away veggie pods for the last couple of weeks. 60% of Canadian households say that they grow some sort of fruits and herbs and vegetables and stuff like that. It's becoming more popular, and I would think also because of the price of everything in the grocery store, that helps. Now, this is a sad stat. How much food does the average Canadian household throw out each year? And the Parkers, I hate to admit it.
Now you got to bum us out, don't you?
I know.
You got to take this sucker and beat its face into the pavement.
You need to learn from your mistakes.
I know. Like, you know how many times we've bought, like, you know the lettuce that's in the
plastic container, like the spinach,
and you kind of forget about it.
The mixed greens.
And then you're like, oh my God, we have, and then you look and it's all gone.
What is our unit of measurement here?
How many pounds?
Pounds, oh.
And then I'll tell you how much it works out to financially.
100.
Johnny?
I'm going to say, you know what? I think we're very wasteful. I'm going to say it's more because apples weigh a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to, I know I'm cheeky here with the, I'm going to take the over. What, 155?
Oh, you're both well under, sadly.
Yeah,
sadly. 308 pounds a year.
Yeah, that's nasty, isn't
works
it?
Out to $1,300 per year.
Can you imagine the restaurant business?
Okay, it's funny you say that. Okay. This is awful. To put it in perspective, every day in Canada, every day in the country, we waste, I'll just give you a couple, 130,000 heads of lettuce. 1.3.
Sorry, what's that?
Every single day in Canada, we waste... So this would be like restaurants, everybody, right? 130,000 heads of lettuce.
Wow.
640,000 bananas. Like bananas? Do you know how many bananas?
640,000 bananas a day?
Yes.
Wow.
And I believe it when you think of the whole country. Because just think of your house. Like, how many bananas we have in the freezer that are black?
Yes.
And we're going to make banana bread out of them?
Yeah. Now, I understand these are both fresh items. One fresh vegetable, one fresh fruit. But how has we, as a society, have we not come up with some way to get some of the stuff that we don't use to people who really need it?
Great question.
Now, nobody's going to say that, you know, because you feel like an elitist even suggesting, well, then eat a rotten banana. Like, that's not cool either, right? So things do have a shelf life. But you go, man, with all this waste, there's got to be a way.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more, because I actually have real guilt. And as much as I joke, it's not even always about the money that we spent on that. It's just like, I can't believe that we didn't eat that. Someone could have eaten it. Obviously, you know, I'm not alone. We all do it to some level. How many loads of laundry do you think each family does per week?
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm going to say this. The Parkers are well above this number.
I can only imagine the Garbutts are, too. Loads of laundry a week?
Yeah. Average
7 days.
I'm going to go light because we have a reasonably large family. I'm going to go 25.
Johnny?
I'm going to say it's under that. I'm going to say 10 loads of laundry a week.
Okay, so it's 6.
Yeah.
6 loads a week.
And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh, the Parkers are probably, I don't know if we'd be 25.
Bro, but I've done 6 in a day.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm like, I think we're probably closer to like 15, 18, something like that.
Yeah, I would say we're probably at 15, but I've been low on everything I've guessed here.
Yeah, 6, that's it.
Wow.
You know what? Well, Johnny, it was a week ago today you were talking about your electric car, and one of the things about it is you can time when it's going to charge.
Correct.
I'm surprised that isn't more of a thing when it comes to, I know you could. There's a lot of like dishwashers you can time. I wonder, and now, of course, you can only do one load, but... It would be kind of nice to be able to hit your washing machine and be able to get it at a lower rate than what you would normally pay during high time.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Do they do it all the time.
Okay, so like you have a washing machine for your dishes, right? A dishwasher that washes and dries.
Mm-hmm.
Do they not have that for clothes? Where like one machine will wash and then dry?
No, that's because, great. It's probably, I figure somebody would have done that by now.
So
if space alone.
Sure, but I guess that's why you can't do it. Because if you say, at 12:30 in the morning, wash my clothes, and then they sit there for 6 hours,
that is
they got
the
stank.
Correct. Yeah, that's a huge problem.
You would have to add, you're absolutely right, you would have to add that capability, or somehow have a way of transferring... It would almost have to be a 2-in-1.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah,
or get a robot.
Well, honestly, that's one of the things I thought, was some sort of robotic way of moving your stuff.
Yeah.
And believe me, it's coming. It may be 20 or 30 or 50 years from now, but pretty soon, it'll be whisper quiet, and it'll be done at 2 in the morning.
Okay, so think about all what you're talking about. We all talk about we're trying to do better and all that kind of stuff, right, for the Earth. So the average person in Canada produces an equivalent of 14.2 tons of CO2. That was as of 2019. That's the last stat I could find. So think about this. The average Canadian, 14.2 tons of CO2, okay? How about the celebrities with the worst carbon footprint? This is just flying alone, okay? 1 year of flying. Which celebrity?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Nope. Not on the list. But he is bad, too. But this guy, he's not a celebrity through Hollywood, but he's a very, very famous, very, very rich person. So just put this in perspective next time Hollywood is all over you about doing your part.
Jeff Bezos.
He's in that realm in terms of money and fame.
Is it Musk because he goes to space?
Old school fame, bit of a
Bill
nerd.
Bill Gates. See, you're going to start pissing me off.
What's his number?
You're going to piss me off because this guy is number one with the I'm going to tell you how to live your life.
Correct.
Why are you doing this?
I know. It's because it's, you know what? It's Earth Day. We're recording this on a Friday. Let's go out angry.
So this is the same guy that tells us we should no longer eat meat.
Yep.
And we should do, you know, get everything that he suggests and live the way that he wants us to live. Tell me, if we have 14.2 tons of carbon as our footprint every year, what's his?
His from flying alone was 1,600.
Oh!
Flying alone. Incredible. Never mind his house and everything else.
Incredible. And you wonder why people can't stand guys like this.
Yep. That's why I don't pay attention to
that. That hurts. Is he number one?
This is one particular article on one particular year just by flying. Some other names on the list. This person makes a good point. Paris Hilton comes in second with 1,300, but they said she never talks about it.
No.
So you can't hate as much. Jennifer Lopez, Oprah Winfrey, Mark Zuckerberg. All these kind of Karl Lagerfeld, he's on the list. And like Emma Watson, who part of what she does when she travels is talking about like global warming and how we can do better. And she's on the top 10.
I'm sorry. I will never buy that argument that it is their duty to travel because of the incredible burden of fame. They can't travel commercial and they have to go to Mumbai for the day for a climate activity. Well, you know what? Have we not learned in the last couple of years, first of all, that we can do things online? But second of all, I would, as a potential guest of said event, have a ton more respect for somebody who's going to talk to us about the environment saying, you know what, I'm here on your screens today because there's no way I'm getting in an aircraft and flying 6 hours and doing the damage that that does because I care about this planet. I will now listen to you.
Yep. But that'll never happen.
No.
Because it's not about that, right?
In many cases, sadly it isn't. It's about the big old pats on the back.
Right. And so therefore, you know what, you know, you do and I do, we all do our best. And, you know, the recycling and all the little things in life, maybe even carpooling or whatever. But I'm never going to listen to them. They'll never make me feel guilty about the way I live my life.
No, you know what? I'll listen to people who have a scientific background. Yep. I will have a, you know, I'll listen to a lot of people with varying opinions on a lot of things. But if you are an out-and-out hypocrite and the way you live your life is diametrically opposed to what you're telling us we should do... Like, I'm sorry, you know what they often call that? A dictatorship. John is playing for Black Crowes tickets, 6th of July. You know what, John? You are going that evening to enjoy everything that the lakefront has to offer. You're going to see a great band. And there's also a chance you might see Johnny Garth Garbutt, who's going to be in attendance at the Crowes show as well.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be the best. You and I can split a beer.
Get a picture with each other.
That sounds good.
You see Johnny, you say, hey, buddy, can we have a pick? He will more than likely turn you down, John, because he is an international superstar and doesn't like to take selfies. But you know what? Give it a shot anyway, buddy. What's happening for the weekend? Looks like today and Sunday are nice.
Oh, going up north, as usual.
Beautiful. What are you doing up north?
I am building a house.
Nice. Strong where?
Huntsville.
Perfect. How far along on the project are you?
Dropping trees and feeling sore.
Okay, so you're at the beginning of it.
Will this be a permanent house there, John?
It depends who's listening.
I see.
Is there any chance that maybe not cutting down trees today on Earth Day? Can you just wait till tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Just from my heart.
I'm sure John is going to replant the same number of trees that are chopped. Are you doing this yourself? Like, you handy enough to be able to oversee this kind of project?
The wife's doing a really good job at this.
Man, that's a talent. Love to have that talent. We don't have that talent collectively. Garbutt put his deck up, but other than that, we're a little envious of you. John, will you enjoy that? Looks like you're going to have 2 out of 3 pretty good days to do it up north. Crows, and you'll see the show for playing this morning. We get 5 questions for you from Parksy. You have 40 seconds.
Yeah, and we've already discussed the very first question, so that should be easy. We'll see how you do with question 5, and of course, those in between. 40 seconds, and your time starts now. What special day is it for Earth today?
Earth Day.
How many primary colors are there?
Oh, boy. 6.
What status did astronomers downgrade Pluto to in 2006?
Ice? A rock?
Pardon? Spinach is high in which mineral?
Protein.
Okay. Jurassic Park, like the movie, was located off the coast of what country?
I'll say Indonesia.
We didn't pass on anything, right? So we're good. Okay. All right. No problem. All right, John.
Another interesting fact about Johnny Garth Garbutt, sanctioned by Russia.
That's true. He's not allowed in, right?
No, sir.
You and the mayor have to hang back while we get to head over.
Yes, you do. All right. What was John's tally?
He went 1 for 5.
Ooh.
So we'll see how it plays out with you. I know you're going to get question 1.
John, you're going to head up north and hang your head in shame over your performance this morning.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, there's good days and there's bad days, right? This is just a rough patch. That's
something
all
to think about on the long, lonely road to Huntsville.
Yep, but it's not over yet, though.
All right. No, hey, I could get the singleton myself.
Go. What special day is it for Earth today?
It's Earth Day.
How many primary colors are there?
4. 3.
What status did astronomers...
It's 3, isn't it?
It is 3.
Yeah.
What status did astronomers downgrade Pluto to in 2000?
A dwarf planet.
Yeah. Spinach is high in what mineral?
Oh, calcium.
Jurassic Park, the movie, was located off the coast of what country?
Wow.
There you go. So two against one.
Was it Costa Rica?
You got it. Just too late, but you got her.
Mm-hmm. And what was the last one?
That was it.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, you guys both missed out on primary colors, which is 3. John, you missed out on dwarf planet. John, the contestant, and you both missed out on spinach is high in iron.
What are the primary? Blue,
green, blue, green, red. Right?
Blue, green, red.
Yeah.
And then you mix them all together to come up with the other color.
Yeah, man. Secondary. Tertiary.
I got to tell you, John, we're not a couple of geniuses here this morning. We should both consider ourselves to be deplorable human beings and not worthy of life, for that matter.
Just think, though, combine 3 for 10. There you go.
Yeah, well, I hope you're better with the building of the cottage, and I'm sure you are up in Huntsville this weekend. Have a great time, and also enjoy July 6th, Budweiser Stage, Black Crows.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, John. Oh, man. Weekend starting early. Getting called out here, Parksy, big time on text 107-777. We screwed it up when it came to the primary colors. The green's not involved, eh? It's a secondary.
Now, listen, and I know I get defensive. I will say the question wasn't what are the 3 primary colors. There was how many. And then you asked me what are they. And I was freeballing, as I like to do. And I shouldn't be shocked in 2022. There is no green. There's no green anywhere. There's no green in your wallet. There's no green in the primary
colors.
Yeah,
that's true. We're definitely short on that green.
Right.
So, yeah, it turns out the primary colors are blue, red, and yellow. But, okay, here, this, you want 2022 in a nutshell. So, I don't know. I got to tell you, I always thought the green was a combination of blue and yellow. I think we learned that in school, right? You go online and Google that, and there's an entire subculture that believes that's not the case.
They're like telling the flat
you why
earthers.
That's not true. Why you've been told because of certain light and the refraction, and like, man, wow, okay. Oh. Okay.
That's classic too much time on your hands.
Well, not only that, like, the stuff that we've believed our whole lives. Like, do you remember I guess it was in the 60s when they first started putting stuff up in space they could see pictures of. You can see the Great Wall of China from space.
Yes.
Right? Oh, you can see it. It's the only thing in the world you can see, can't see it from space.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's all BS, the old. Or how about the old, if you drop a penny off the top of the Empire State Building, it'll go clean through someone's head. No, it will not.
And it just, what happens? So it just gets passed around like it's fact. Someone says it to you once, and then that's it.
How many times did you hear as a kid, that chewing gum, if you swallow it 7 years, it is going to remain in your stomach? You know how long it lasts in your stomach? Couple days.
Like everything else? Right. Well, yeah, even
exactly like everything else.
One of the questions we asked on Smarter Than Darren Show earlier this week is, what color is blood? And we got, and the answer is red. And we got some text saying it turns red when it hits oxygen. But that's just not true. But it's one of those things that, I guess, I always thought that too, to the point where before I asked the question, I just wanted to make sure
that it's 100%. Blue inside the body.
Right.
And then once exposed to oxygen, turns red, and that's how we see it. Not true.
No. Isn't there oxygen in your blood?
I suspect there is, John.
You've got posh blood.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Johnny's got the fancy blood.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. He's got the good stuff, huh?
I go to the doctor 3 times a week.
But you just can't win, eh? No. You just can't win, no matter what it is, whether it's the primary colors or anything else. So, you know what? We'll take that one back.
I will say, though, just a heads up, if you flash your headlights at somebody, they will kill you. Just a heads up. If their lights aren't on.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Well, we could have also done the most 2022 thing about it is we could have doubled down and said, hey, you know, we're getting a lot of texts from people here saying that the primary colors are actually blue, red, and yellow. You're wrong!
It's green, pink, purple.
There's a scientist working right now in... in South America, who has determined that is no longer the case. Ah, good times. There are so many places right across this province, probably across the country, that are on method number 8 of trying to get rid of Canada geese. We had an episode on the weekend. We're up in Markham and this area we're in. It's a huge problem, right? Massive problem, as it is in so many places. And they've tried pretty well everything. I think they're down to strobe lights now. Seriously.
Really?
The strobe lights apparently are one of the things you try. Various lighting situations that the Canada geese don't like. I mean, most start with like a fake wolf.
Sure.
Right? Like, Canada geese aren't particularly bright. They're incredibly violent. Mm. But they're not particularly bright. But even they, after a couple of days, go, that thing isn't moving.
Well, but the lights would bug me, too, though.
Well, this is the whole thing. How about this one for another way to get rid of Canada geese? Grid your pond with mesh or wire. Well, that's going to look nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, just ruin what you work towards.
It's like iron rebar.
Uh-huh.
That's smart.
Mesh your pond. So what was the note your kids got at school, Johnny?
So I got this yesterday. It's so bad in Bolton right now. And you know, at the Walmart, they just like to lie in the middle of the parking lot. We just want to send out a general message to let you know that our planter boxes by the toddler yard have been taken over by Canada geese. They have nested there. So now they have young there. So if you thought they were aggressive before, now they have young. And they are aggressive while nesting. If you're picking your child up at the center and they're outside in the back, it would be easier for you to come through the center or pull up right to the back gate. Like, just slow down enough and like they can throw them in the back. Like, that's how aggressive it is right now. If you ever go to Landmark Cinema in Bolton, you know exactly what they're everywhere. And just in the middle of the lot.
Well, listen, they took down the freaking Sully Sullenberger's plane.
They did.
Like, they are brutal.
Well, and they leave lots of calling cards.
Yes, they do.
It's very easy to tell that Canada geese have been around. But every single thing that you can imagine that's supposed to get rid of them is a drag. Like they say, if you let your grass grow really high.
Great.
That will help.
But I don't want to do that.
Mesh your pond, buddy.
I don't want to do that. You know what? I've looked at a website about info about Canada geese. It says here, and it sounds like this is a joke, but I'm guessing it's serious because they are very aggressive. What to do if you're like one-on-one with a Canada goose?
Play it dead? Says,
it's like a bear. It says, stare down your attacker. Slowly back away. Do not act hostile. Remain neutral in your demeanor. If the goose flies towards your face, duck or move away at a 90-degree angle to the direction of the flight of the still facing the attacking goose. Because they're kind of dumb.
You're basically talking about polar bears here.
Exactly right.
Like you run in a zigzag motion. And it's not even so, it's like, they're aggressive. It's the hiss and the tongue.
Yeah.
Who knew that a goose could have a tongue like that? What are you, a gecko?
One of the things we think about with the Canada goose, because you become familiar with it. Look, I mean, first of all, take Canada out of their name. We've had enough of this. They represent everything Canadians aren't, but you get that V formation, right? And it looks nice in the sky, and you hear them and honk, 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 honk as they fly over. You know why that's nice? Because they're not hanging around.
Yeah.
They're leaving. Or they're just simply flying over.
It's the only reason why I wouldn't mind winter 12 months a year. Keep them down south. Flying V, make a flying FU and just get out of here. It says here that they can break your arm.
Oh, I've heard about stories of guys working on golf courses. I heard about somebody who lost the end of their finger to one.
Do you know, I know a story. I remembered a long time ago. It was a swan, but a swan killed a guy. And I'm not even
kidding. Swans are nasty.
A swan, this guy was working in like a retirement, like they had like a little pond in like a retirement home, and he went out to go fix the little fountain that was in it on like a little tiny boat. Swans wanted nothing to do with it. They pulled him off the boat and he drowned.
What?
Yeah. Oh, the swans have a bit of a nasty
side.
Yeah, they do.
Brutal.
But Canada geese, hey, it's like welcome to spring in Ontario. Hey, go get yourself a fake wolf. That'll do the job. If not, mesh your pond. Earth Day. Do you know Toronto doesn't have a tree, eh? An official tree?
Yeah.
Well, it was almost. Well, you got tons of trees, that's for sure, and with very good reason. But they're looking for another one to have. And you get a chance to vote on which tree you think should be the representative of our city. Like, it's got to be the raccoon for our animal, doesn't it?
It has to be. It has to be.
There's no second choice.
I can't even think of one. You took the raccoon out of the equation. What is there?
No, we're not. We're not known for rats or anything like that.
Coyotes second?
Maybe. You see the odd fox from time to time. You could go birds. You could go seagulls, I guess. But do you really want the seagull to be your local animal? No, I don't know. It's got to be the raccoon. That's a hands down. Here you go, though. There are four choices that the City of Toronto has put out. And they're exactly what you'd expect them to be. For our trees, and they are birch, maple, oak, and pine. I think maple would be a popular choice because of the Canadian relevance, right? It's the, I would think, the most Canadian of trees.
It's on our flag.
Correct. Well, I got to tell you, always been an oak guy.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, I'll give you two options then. I think I'm with you with maple or oak. Pine, I don't know what you... I feel like British Columbia with pine.
Yeah, so do I. I feel nice furniture.
Yes, absolutely right. Lovely tree. I just don't think of Toronto when I think of pine.
Correct. I don't either.
And birch? I don't know.
No, I'm a birch guy.
You are?
Birch changed my mind.
I'm going to look it up on what it looks like on.
I root for the underdog all the time.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And I think that if I call 311, which you're allowed to do, you can vote as many times as you want. There is no age limit on voting. I would vote birch. Get ready for an influx of calls from Bolton for
what if
birch.
What if they said, why?
Yes.
Why the birch, John?
Then I'm this guy. Why not? That's my response to you.
I don't think they're going to do that, by the way, if you want to vote on what you think. And maybe today is your day. One of the things I want to do on Earth Day, maybe I'll vote for Toronto's tree.
I think it's a nice thing to do.
A couple of minutes out there right now.
I made amazing candle holders out of a birch tree.
Okay, you tell them that then.
Amazing.
Ask.
I use birch in my Christmas displays on my front porch.
Okay, again, pretty good one.
Thank you.
I find the oak to be a very solid tree.
I agree.
When you talk about the solidity of a tree, and it's just it's standing.
It's so pathetic.
The way it looks, and it's a beautiful tree. So is the maple, though.
I actually have to see what they look like. That's how non-outdoorsy I am. Wow, the oak is a big old girl.
Oh, it's certainly.
Holy, what is that, Robin Hood under there? Holy.
You get some old oak, for sure.
That's a good-looking tree.
Yes, it is.
Now look up birch, though.
It's that white one, right?
Thank you.
But you know what? It's like my hairline. A lot of stuff falls off it, right? Like the skin falls off it, doesn't it? Like, I feel like the bird, the white the does.
The birch bark, the bark is a thing, yeah.
The bark part of
it's, it. It makes great kindling if you need to get a fire in a forest and you're stranded.
I'll give you that, but I don't think of Toronto and forests. See, but the old maple tree turns a nice color in the fall. That's a nice red, too.
Okay, here's a question for you, and I want you to try to answer this question. This is a good Earth Day question for the, like, of course, we complain about it, but still the awesome country we live in, right? And we live in a very urban part of the country, and you may have had the opportunity or will have the opportunity sometime this spring or summer, and I hope you do, to go to places that are not inhabited in Canada, because it's so phenomenal. Like, when you start getting up north of Sudbury.
Oh, not in Toronto. Yeah, I got you.
I mean, when you start seeing a part of Canada that is as close to untouched as you're going to get on this planet, right? Within 50 billion, how many trees do you think there are in Canada?
Oh, my God. Within 50 billion?
Yes. And I'll tell you this. We have in this country 30%, roughly 30% of all the trees in the world. One-third of the trees. Within 50 billion... How many trees do we have in Canada? Johnny Garth Garvin.
Oh, thank you.
Birchman.
386 billion.
Ryan Parker.
Oh, I was going to go an even 500.
Oh, Johnny is closer. Just outside the 50 number, though. 318.
Okay.
318 billion trees.
I was guessing before 1950. We probably cut a few down.
I didn't look up the number of lakes.
Well, we have the most lakes in the world, right?
Yes, we do. We certainly do.
And
just think about it, like in the country we live in, where you can go up north and get to places that no human being has ever been, because it's that vast, right?
Yep.
Like, I mean, you stand at the corner of Young and Dundas, you don't get that feeling.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Right? Your feeling of community, and there's a ton of people. The exact opposite feeling up there, which is why it's so enticing to people from all over the world who have, you know, very few places they can go, where you can stand somewhere in this country, in this province, and you can stand on a place where no human being has ever been before. I think that's pretty freaking awesome.
You know what? It's funny. You know what I think about all the time? We have cottage country. Not a lot of countries have cottage country. You know what I mean? They don't get away for the weekend. They just sit in their backyard, maybe a sprinkler.
Well, even cottage country is like overcrowded compared to some of the places you can get to up north.
I'm going to throw a number at you right now, because I've got your back when it comes to stats and numbers. How many lakes do we have in Canada? According to the drop-down Google, 31,752.
Big number.
Big number.
So I was talking to my friend John yesterday, and he said his daughter is going up to work with Indigenous kids in just outside of Sioux Lookout, which is way, way, way up north in Ontario. And when you take a place like, whether it's Sioux Lookout or Chapleau or Hornpain or any of those little towns in northern Ontario, Hearst, once you start getting past them and you go further north, like, it is absolutely undiscovered except for, you know, the cartographers who charted it out, right? Who GPSed that thing. Google Street View, they did not drive up there, right? They eyeballed it and said, you know what? This is one hell of a country. Casino Rama, open for business, and a bunch of shows between now and I think they're booking up until October, so you might want to check their website, see what they got going on. We do know that July 15th, it'll be Steve Earle and the Dukes, and we know who's going to be there. Steven will, as he's going to win tickets for playing this morning on Smarter Than Derringer. Hey, Steven.
How's it going?
Good, buddy. Couple of nice days tomorrow and Sunday. What's the plan? I love hearing about people's plans, Stephen.
Oh, yeah. I got some side jobs coming up.
Nice. Strong side job. Few extra bucks.
Oh, yeah.
Those outdoor side jobs?
Indoor, drywall, mudding and tape.
I get the old mud and tape going on right there. You getting a lot of business these days? People doing a lot of drywall?
Lots of business. I'm actually in the construction. We're doing windows today.
Okay. Yeah, it seems to be. You know, it's amazing. I was just telling somebody yesterday that we have a big, huge construction site across the street from us, and it's going every single day. So a lot of people employed there for sure. Well, Stephen, you'll put a few bucks in the pocket. There's never anything wrong with that. Hopefully you can get some time on the 15th of July to go see Steve Earle and the Dukes up at Casino Rama.
Perfect.
All right, buddy. Ryan Parker, your man. Five questions. You got 40 seconds.
Okay, and they get a little more difficult as we move forward. All right, Stephen, just say pass. If you can't think of the answer, we'll come back to it, okay, if there's time. Ready?
Ready.
The Great White North is the nickname of what country?
Canada.
In Greek mythology, what is Medusa's hair made out of?
Snake.
What color is the cross on the Swedish flag?
Yellow or gold.
Yeah, what makes jam different from jelly?
It has fruit in it instead of no fruit.
You got it. And there was an old woman who swallowed a fly. What did she swallow right after the fly? What was
she
the
swallowed
next?
A spider to get the fly.
What, this guy here, jokes. Wow. Whoa. I gotta tell you.
Was that a good roll?
Whoa. These questions were amateur hour for Steven.
Hey, Fiverr?
Five for five and
strong.
Like 15 seconds left on the clock.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. Okay. First of all, I got to hide my face in shame. I'm going to put on my mask. I've got my mask here, and I'm putting it up as high as I can because I'm so disgusted with my performance at 6:45 that I don't want the world or the city or even the street to see me.
This is called sweet redemption. I believe in you.
And Stephen has given me the opportunity to tie at very best.
Let's do it.
Okay. I bet you Stephen knows as much about the entire drywalling thing, mudding, taping, the whole deal, as he does about these five. This is a guy you want working on your project.
This guy's a double dipper because he obviously is, you know, can work with his hands and with his brain.
Yes.
God, can't do either over here.
He's 2 for 2. We're over two.
Like 9 times out of 10, I get the answers wrong, and I'm the one that come up with the questions.
But look, if we average it all out, we're 1 for 2.
That's right.
All right. So, okay.
Here we go.
Hit me up. Do it.
The Great White North is the nickname of what country?
Canada.
In Greek mythology, what is Medusa's hair made out of?
Snakes.
What color is the cross on the Swedish flag?
Is it yellow.
What makes jam different from jelly?
Oh, man. Good question.
Thanks,
it's
brother.
Got, oh, man. What would be it?
It's just one little thing.
Seeds? What is it?
We're going to run out of time.
Oh, man.
That's a good question. Because I actually...
Well, I can see it, right?
Yep.
Sure. Jam is like whipped up.
And jelly is more like clear. It's
correct.
Because jam is a little chunkier because jam, the difference is, has actual fruit in it.
Okay, so that's why I said seeds. I should have said
you were on the right
the entire deal. Yeah.
And you know how someone thought of it? It's like jam. If you just like hit the bottom of a jam bottle, it won't all come out. If you hit the bottom of a jelly bottle, it might be like cranberry sauce almost, like that kind of vibe. A little more whole.
Last one.
In there was an old woman who swallowed a fly. What was swallowed right after the fly? What was
the next Stephen's good. Man, Stephen, you're good, buddy.
Stephen, tell him the answer, and you didn't even take a second. How did you know that so well?
My mom is a daycare owner, so I've heard many nursery rhymes.
Right.
And what's the answer?
Spider.
Wow, Stephen, that's impressive, buddy.
Oh, man. Yeah, nicely done. Well, Stephen, have a good, enjoy your weekend. Picking up a few extra dinero, and then we've got 15th of July. Dukes will be joining their man, Steve Earle, on stage at Casino Rama.
Perfect.
All right. Good. You've laid a beat down on me, buddy. It was like the guy who Mike Tyson took down on the aircraft. Just finished the mention at the beginning of the tune there, the Mike Tyson on the aircraft. So this story, this guy who's apparently already seen inside the San Francisco area, San Francisco airport at a bar, and people said like the guy was just clearly hammered. He was fully intoxicated, just liquored up to the gills. And the people who saw him were like, I hope this guy doesn't get on my flight. And he turns out to get on a flight from San Francisco to Miami, and he's sitting in first class, in business class, and so his seat is right behind Mike Tyson. So Tyson, shows amazing patience for quite some time, because this guy's a moron. He's liquored up. He has somehow forgotten that Mike Tyson is not only a very famous individual, but also was the world heavyweight champion at 20, right? And is still in pretty darn good shape. And this guy, you know what it's like when you have kids? And Johnny, you're at this age right now where they just don't stop, right? They don't stop.
Yeah.
This guy was like a 3-year-old. He wouldn't stop. And even his buddy is like, pal, It's Mike Tyson. You said hi. It looks at one point like he's trying to bounce a water bottle off Mike Tyson's head.
Yeah, I think that was the final straw from what I read. In that he was like bouncing all, like, you know when someone's behind you on a plane or a bus and they're just, your peripheral vision's there, like you can feel it, you can sense it. He's just bouncing around, like you said, like a toddler. It's so weird. It's only because of alcohol, of course. And I think the water bottle was the final straw. So the next video I saw was Mike leaning over and just filling him a little bit.
Well, okay, so you know what it was? Because if Mike Tyson had filled the guy out, his face would have caved in. Your face isn't built for that. If Mike Tyson had tried.
Yeah.
He noogied his face.
He did open him the hard way. He did draw blood.
But not very much.
No.
That was more from friction than from the actual force of Mike Tyson punching you in the face, which I got to tell you, probably sober you up pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. And this is why, two things. One, Mike Tyson, just keep on walking. Please don't even talk to him. That guy deserved everything he got. I agree with you. I think he held some restraint. And he did knock enough sober into him because following the investigation, that dude is refusing to go any further with it.
Yeah, sure.
Press charges, right?
You ever, you think about a guy like Tyson, particularly somebody like that, and many of those, Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, great boxers, people who are known as tough guys, right? People who their entire thing is how tough they are physically. And the ones who are massive stars have to have bodyguards. And the reason is not because they can't handle the situation. It's so that they don't have to handle the situation, right? Like, you get this idiot who thought it'd be a great idea to antagonize Mike Tyson, right? And there have been plenty of people in that very situation so that the star doesn't have to end up hauling off and knocking some guy out, right? They have security to do that. But I saw there was another video of Mike Tyson, and I can't imagine how much he must take this. That he's sitting at a comedy club and a guy walks right past the comedian and starts, well, I don't think he was really harassing Tyson. I think he was a fan and he wanted to talk to Mike Tyson and have this interaction with Tyson. And finally, security comes to take the guy away. Like, he's interrupted this show, right? Because Tyson's in the front row. And the guy turns around and pulls a gun. And Mike Tyson doesn't flinch. Does not flinch when this guy pulls out a heater.
No, that's
always... As a matter of fact, Tyson invites the guy over and gives him a big hug and goes, "Yeah, I kind of get it."
He defused the situation.
Yeah. So you wonder, in the court, you're like, we heard about this one. And we've heard about his street fights and the, attempts from people to show that they're show off to their girlfriend by getting into a fight with Mike Tyson. What was that, Green? Wasn't it, was it Mitch Green?
Remember
the guy who was a famous street brawl with Mike Tyson?
Oh, my God. Why? Like, I tell you right now, when you said they need security, because I got to think a lot of guys say, I'll take a hit for the lawsuit, right? I'll take one shot. I'm not taking a shot at Mike Tyson for any sort of lawsuit.
That's also a time for you to reflect on your alcohol intake.
Yep. Mm.
I got so hammered last night, I offered Mike Tyson a fight.
I've told this story before. My buddy was so drunk at a bar, he challenged Ben Johnson to a 100-meter dash in a parking lot, but there's no fist flying.
No, and you're going to survive that one.
Yep.
This guy's lucky. Tyson didn't literally cave his face in.
Wasn't long enough? We've heard that before. Listen to Derringer in the Morning, weekday 6 to 10 on Q107.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.